Well, Farah Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin.
So I'm going to start off with a big question. Is it possible to create a system of public education in Philadelphia that educates all students, no matter their economic background, home life, disability, or any of the other factors that come with urban education, to state proficiency? And if so, what exactly do we have to do differently?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. And I'm glad you prefaced it as such. The answer to that question needs to be yes. And I think if I didn't believe it was possible to make a difference of that magnitude, I wouldn't have agreed to sign up for this tour of duty on the School Reform Commission. The issue is how. One of my goals while I'm there is to facilitate the ability for much of the conversation to be about how do we educate our children, how do we get great educational outcomes for kids, regardless of the vehicle by which they get that. And as well, to be able to do that, we have to tamp down the volume that's focused on school funding crises.
So what is it specifically that needs to happen? Is it more money? Is it a change in the union contract? What is it that's going to make this breakthrough happen?
So one of my recent visits to a public school was actually before I was nominated for the SRC. And I remember having a conversation with the principal. And I asked her, if you could do anything, what would you do? She says, the hardest part about the funding crisis was that she lost some great teachers that she would have liked to have been able to keep. And it wasn't funding. It was because last in, first out is the rule. And she didn't have any discretion over whom she got to keep. Obviously, this is an educator that is trying to do the best that they can within a traditional public school, but there are some work rules that preclude their ability to exercise their judgment as to how they create a culture within their setting. So it is some work rules, and it is, you know, some union rules. Obviously, an educator at their core wants their kids to learn, and so how do they focus on those educational outcomes rather than the needs of the grown-ups?
But those grown-ups would say that focusing sometimes on the union issue might be a red herring to the lack of funding.
Well, I think everything can serve as a red herring, quite frankly. The lack of funding can serve as a red herring, distracting our attention from whether or not the kids are actually learning. I mean, if you look back, the funding crisis is a more recent occurrence. It happened after the economic stimulus funding from the federal government no longer was available to us. Prior to that, the level of monies that we had available to educate our kids is pretty much similar to what we have now. And yet, kids weren't achieving as much as they are now. So despite a return to that same budget, we're seeing greater educational outcomes, yet we still focus a lot of our attention on the budget crisis. So there have been some gains and wins, and maybe we should spend some energy examining why that was able to happen despite the economic challenges.
So you're a Republican who's been appointed to the SRC by Governor Tom Corbett. How much influence on a day-to-day, week-to-week does the governor have on how you vote? Do you interact? How does that work?
So one of the questions I asked the governor was exactly that when I went to meet with him prior to his decision to nominate me for the School Reform Commission. And he has a commitment to making sure that our schools deliver good outcomes for children. Remember, I don't know many people know this, but he was a school teacher himself, and when he was teaching school is how he met his wife. So he cares about making sure schools perform. That being said, once we're appointed, he did affirm that he is looking to us, me and Bill Green, his two most recent appointments, to shepherd that outcome. So there isn't going to be, you know, a direct dial or a red phone to the governor's office to ask for permission or recommendations on every issue. I think he feels like he chose two individuals with sufficient good judgment who care about the kids that are going to do their best.
Well, Farah Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.